You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Yes, the Saturday morning queasy music sang out of the music. So, nice. Very, very nice indeed. Saturday breakfast show. What are we doing?
We're sitting in front of the microphones and making it up as we go along at the moment.
Indeed we are. Aaron Carpenter's just popped into the studio. He's stealing all the beers. It's a bit early for the beers, mate, really. Okay, coming up in the second hour of the show,
is get himself down to Blend Cafe for a nice cup of coffee.
He does. That's a really good idea.
In fact, everyone who's listening to the show really needs to get themselves down to
Blend Cafe. Get them coffee. Down there right now. Billy can have a fluffy. They look after the children down there.
Yes.
So coming up in the second hour of the show, we have an interview with a man that was struck by lightning. I've got some scary storm music.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm going to check that on while we're doing the interview.
Get that Oasis track sorted out?
I did, yeah.
Oh, good. All right, then.
Yeah. We've also got a remix of Flash by Queen.
Wee.
So that should keep him on his toes anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him also, you know, has he got any superpowers? I can't wait for that interview. And, of course, we've got loads of the good stuff. Keep on getting in touch with here at the studio. We're on 372-7192. And you can text us here now, which is really, really cool. 021-8-666-55. And send us an email, studio@waihikiradio.org.nz. Let's have some more tunes, shall we? Brilliant, brilliant stuff. That's, well, the artist formerly known as Santo Gold. Who's now Santi Gold. She hasn't got a squiggle or anything silly like that. She's now known as Santi Gold because Santo Gold from the 80s didn't like it.
Yeah, apparently he was an infomercial cult artist who's filed a lawsuit against her for having the same name as him.
Which is kind of odd given a name that her name is Santi anyway. I don't know why she didn't go with Santi Gold in the first place.
Who knows? Maybe she was trying to trade on his name.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Okay, I'm going to do this now.
Waiheke weather update, brought to you by the Waiheke Visitor Centre.
Okay, forecast for today, maximum of 16 degrees. There will be afternoon rain with a risk of northern thunder. And that's one for John. I'm going to stand next to John. Surely he's not going to get struck by lightning again. Let's all go and stand next to John. He'll be fine.
If he does, he can harness the power of the storm.
Although Aaron did just say that he spotted him flying over to Australia to put out some bushfires. So it seems he has acquired some special powers. Forecast for tomorrow, we'll have showers with fine breaks, northwesterly winds. And to be honest with you, it's going to be raining for the rest of the week.
Waiheke Visitor Centre, arranging your off-island accommodation and travel needs. Drop into the Visitor Information Centre at Artworks. Call them on 372 1111 or go to www.aucklandnz.co.nz.
Rain, just in time for the school holidays.
Yeah, excellent. It's going to start chucking it down in about 13 minutes, I reckon.
It looks like there's a black cloud, isn't it?
Yes, it's on its way. So now it's time for...
What's it time for?
The week in the papers.
Is it? All right, excuse me. Say that again.
Now it's time for...
The week in the papers.
And what happened in the papers this week? I'll tell you what, one of the things that did say, Aaron Carpenter's here in the studio. He actually found out that he did a gig last week that he'd forgotten all about because he was drunk. He read in the paper that he'd gone on stage with a Dave Alley band. I didn't remember that.
I think that's shocking. That's almost as bad as me as buying a painting at an art gallery without even remembering.
Did you? How much did you buy that for?
Let's not go into
it. No, please, go on.
Let's not go into it.
No, come on.
No, really.
Three figures, four figures? No, come on.
So anyway, the letter that...
I guess you had to after you abused everyone and suggested that it was all paint by numbers, didn't you? So, all right, I'll get my checkbook out.
It was I'm apparently the only person ever to be thrown out of an art gallery exhibition opening.
Well, I don't think that's true, to be honest with you. They put on so much cheap German wine at those things that everybody gets drunk. So, really, you're not alone, mate. Of course, they get you drunk. They want you to get your checkbook out.
That makes me feel so much better.
No, but you know what I mean. That's exactly why they're doing it. That's exactly why you... How much did you spend again?
The worst thing was that it was my birthday. And after the art gallery, everybody went out clubbing and celebrating, except me, who was...
too drunk.
Lying in a gutter drunk.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I don't think there was much in the papers. It was all this serious stuff about the recycling centre.
The TPI, the trucks moving in and the protests. So
well, ironically
cool.
enough, I didn't know that they were changing over on Tuesday the 1st.
Yeah, that's right.
But Tuesday was the first time in my, 4 or 5 years living on the island that I actually went down to the recycling centre with some recycling in the back of the car. And I couldn't get in. There was just, loads of geezers outside inviting me to toot my horn.
You didn't try and cross the picket line or anything, did you?
God, blimey, no. That's one thing my dad told me. You don't cross a picket line, you don't wear another man's trousers, and you always wash under your armpits.
Very sound advice.
Very sound advice. Good mean, good stead.
And the other one is never fart in an empty lift, because you never know who's going to get on the next floor.
Or indeed an art gallery, as I found out last week.
Oh dear, I think the coffee's kicking in.
Anyway, the only thing that caught my eye this week was from our man, Noble Angelo Caramelos. He's been quiet of late.
Yeah, he has. But well, he's smugly correct, I think he's probably.
Well, I think he's right. And he wrote a good letter to the Gulf News. It's the white elephant back in the frame thing. Just talking about the council still trying to do Matia Tia Harbour. And points out, get it, dummies, it's a bus stop for floating buses. It's a place to come to... completely wrong. It's a place to come and go through, not a place to go to. You'd think the council, after screwing us over the recycling centre and everything else that they've been doing, they would just leave Matia Tia alone, that they'd have learnt their lesson. And, you know, they still want to set up apartments and cafes and shops and eateries and all of that. We don't want it.
No, we don't. We don't.
What's that button you've just pressed?
Well, I just thought I thought I'd start off with a bit of thunder and rain. And
I just thought it was him arriving. There was like a sound.
Do you think he gets followed around by a black cloud now?
I think he does. So, anyway, good old Noble Angelo Caramelos, I'm glad I voted for you, mate.
Oh, my God. There aren't too many people expressing that sentiment.
Not these days. But the whole let's all move over to the Coromandel thing seems to have come and gone now.
Was the...
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of been superseded, really.
Yeah.
Superseded by the Super City.
Indeed.
Nothing else in the papers? Do we not want to talk about Louisa Ricks at all?
Ah, yeah, well... I can't think of any way of talking about it without making it sound like
scurrilous.
Attacking her in some way.
All right, well, should we not mention it?
Which, of course, I'm not, but...
She is setting up her own Stars in Their Eyes special, isn't she?
Indeed. But anyone who wants to come third in the opening rounds of Stars in Their Eyes, Louise Ricks is going to teach you exactly how to do it. How about you, Jay?
I think we should just leave it at that. Okay, play us a song, Elf.
Can you just turn the rain off?
No, I want to leave it on for a bit, actually.
All right, this is a track from the new God Help the Girl album. This is God Help the Girl by God Help the Girl from the album God Help the Girl.
Touch their promise never meant so much to me. You have been warned. I'm born to be contrary. Backward at school, I wrote from right to left. Teacher never cared for me. Preacher said a prayer for me. God help the girl. She needs all the help she can get.
Listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Is that the lightning seeds? There's a reason we're playing that, isn't there? Hey?
There is a reason.
You've thought that one through, haven't you?
And if he had arrived right now in a storm of clouds and lightning, that would have been the perfect intro. But he's not here yet.
Alas, but hopefully John Headley, a man struck by lightning, will be here shortly. That's what he's going to be known as from now on.
The man struck by lightning.
The man that was struck by lightning.
Maybe we could shorten that to Lightning Man.
Anyway. I think we probably should.
This is Mid-X and Got Me Going. You're listening to Simon and Elle on The Breakfast Show.
Show.
Actually, they're quite good fun.
I know that it's wrong, and I should. It's so strong, but the thought of you gone makes me want to.
Catch up with what people are doing and what people are thinking here on Waiheke. Issues, events, personalities and more. Join us on Island Life, Waiheke Radio, Saturday mornings from 10 till 12. Brought to you by Placemakers Waiheke. Know how, can do.
Kia ora Waiheke. Craving some funkalicious tracks with a bit of silliness in between? Then I've got the show for you. Every Saturday from 12 till 2, Waiheke Radio is taken over by Sojo's Mojo. There's a legendary gossip sandwich, mofo of the week, plus the weekly What's On Guide. Proudly brought to you by Waiheke Wine Centre, home of Waiheke Wines and a whole lot of good stuff. Wicked! Yeah!
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Yes, you're listening to Waiheke Radio, the Saturday Breakfast Show with Simon and Al. So we've lost our lightning man. He hasn't turned up yet, so I'm going to put on another song. I played this last week, and I'm going to play it for Al because I think he likes it.
Yeah, Bushfires.
This is SJD, a track called Four Door. You're tuning to the Saturday Breakfast Show. Good news, everybody. The Lightning Man has entered the building. Woohoo! Can't wait to talk to John. John Headley. Ooh, he was struck by lightning.
He was. He's coming. He's got a kitten in his arms that he's just rescued from a tree.
This man has so many superpowers now, it's untrue. I heard he's really good at crochet as well.
Yeah.
Good old tune. I'm loving that one. That's SJD, track called Four Door. And we think we might rename you Lightning Rod Headley now, actually. The man who was struck by lightning here in the studio. So hold on a sec.
He wasn't struck by lightning here in the studio.
Thankfully, no. It only happens once, apparently.
Yeah, well, this is the question. Okay, first up, nice little bit of sound effect for you there. First up, Geezer, what happened, mate? Where were you?
I mean, Geezer, right. We'd gone on holiday, my girlfriend and I, Dion, and we got to my dad's in Lavalette, which is in southwest.
We're in southern France,
Southern France, that's the one. And he'd been bigging up the storms they get over there, saying, oh, mate, you've got to see this. This is a real spectacle.
Shocking. I mean,
absolutely shocking, mate. Yeah, that's right. Electrified. And so nature called, and I went out and relieved myself in my dad's flower bed.
A little bit too much information, but
there you
okay.
go, you know. I want to fill you in, guys.
That's all good. Because immediately everyone's thinking, oh my God, he's got struck by lightning having a pee, but no, it's okay.
No. That would have been something. Midstream. Nah, wouldn't fancy that. But so I turn around, go back in the room, I'm holding on to the door, and I think, this is funny, I can't let go of the door handle. And then That's when I realised I was getting shocked.
So it was a kind of a full-on comedy.
Exactly.
And how long did that go on for?
It's hard for me to tell. Dee reckons it was about a couple of seconds, 2-3 seconds of fry time, as we call it.
Fry time. See, you're an expert now.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. I've repeated this story so many times.
I'm ridiculous. Sure. Well, I thought that's what we do. We'll get you in the studio today. You can tell it once and for all. We'll stick it on the Waiheke Radio website as a podcast. And you can just tell them where it is.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. I'm getting sick of it now, I'll tell you.
That is just... So you've fried there for a few seconds.
Yeah, and it was... it's a funny pain. It was uncomfortable, but not pain as I've...
Is it... I mean, you must have touched the on electric fence here in the past.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that, but...
kind of, but it's not... It's a different level. It's similar, but it's a different level, obviously.
Of course. Of course.
A couple of million volts going through you. It's pretty intense.
That's a lot of zeros at the end of that, isn't it? That's horrible, eh?
Well, I've got some questions. Can you still have babies?
We'll see.
Do you find that bits of metal stick to you?
Not more than usual, no.
And do you have any superpowers?
Superpowers, here we go. Well, actually, I have developed an uncanny propensity for crocheting.
See, that's a bit as an odd one.
What am I going to do with that? You know, how am I going to save the world with crochet?
Well, I don't know. Dion's wearing a rather fine hat
that's
at the moment.
That's one of mine. Yeah.
Actually, I could do with an Aston Villa scarf. Can you do knitting?
Yep, sure I can.
I'll get you some claret and blue wool. All right.
There you go.
Look at him. He's whipped it up just now. That's amazing. With his superpowers.
Where did it come from?
So you can't like fly or anything like that?
Not yet. I could try.
You haven't tried jumping off any tall buildings?
No, nothing like that.
Or, I don't know, what else? Can you see through the clothing of very sexy women or anything like that?
Not as yet, no. But maybe that one will come along later. Did anything good come of it? Well, I come back to Waiheke and I'm kind of a...
You are a celebrity now, yes. Yeah, we didn't know who you were before, John.
No, that's it.
You were just Dion's boyfriend.
Yeah. This is true, though. At least I'm famous for something now.
No, that's brilliant. I mean, unbelievable story. And thanks very much for coming in and sharing that with everyone. So, like we say, you don't actually have to share that with anybody else. No, just send them to the Waiheke Radio website.
There you go.
You can even wear a T-shirt, you know?
I think that's definitely a good idea, get a couple of T-shirts made up.
Lightning Rod Headley.
That's it.
Well, let's play a song. This is Oasis, Shock of the Lightning. Thanks very much for coming in, mate. That's brilliant.
No worries. Cheers.
Brilliant. Nice one.
I feel good.
by Nice Swan. That's Oasis, Shock of the Lightning. And thanks very much for John Ron Lightning Man Headley for coming into the studio.
And if you look up into the air now, you'll see him flying away over the rooftops as we who was that man? Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
Now, it is going to be there are going to be thundery lightning bolts this afternoon, apparently. If you want to know where John is, you want to go and stand next to him. He's playing football on a tangi, is it? Or Austin? Oh, it's in town. Well, you know, if you don't want to be struck by lightning, he's the man to go and stand next to. Right, good stuff. Are we going to do the What's On Guide?
Let's do the What's On
Cheers,
Guide.
Cheers, John. Thanks very much for coming in.
Where are we? Saturday the 4th of July. Does that sound familiar?
It is.
Is that today?
God bless America and all that.
Is it? Oh, so it is, yes. Do we have any music or intros or anything?
Oh, would
this?
You like some music? We don't have any intros, but you're right. We do need to have some music, don't we? You just carry on.
La la la. Okay. Waiheke Radio today, Saturday breakfast show with Simon and Al. I understand that's very popular.
Very popular. I hear they're very good.
Actually, they're quite good. Yeah. There's a white trash party tonight. It's the Saturday, 4th of July at 12 to Tora Road fundraiser for the Cam Trang Funding Cambodia. Tickets are $20, available at the Titahi Gallery. Oh, look at that. That's it, really.
Just nothing else on.
There's a charity art auction, which I'm going to avoid. Waiheke artist proceeds to the Village Project at Charlie Farley's at 6:30 p.m. this evening. And at the Skinny Sardine American Independence Day, red, white and blue. I have no idea what they mean by that. Is it their drinks? Is it their food?
Dress up in red, white, or blue, I guess.
Maybe, and I shouldn't mention this.
And
because
people will say God bless America a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I probably shouldn't mention this because I'm not invited, but Swoon are playing a secret gig today.
Don't tell anyone where it is.
Oh, I'm absolutely not going to mention that it's at the rugby club.
Oh, my God.
And somehow my invite got lost in the post.
Well, you were invited on Facebook, mate, but you're not on Facebook.
This newfangled technology, what's wrong with writing a letter? And dropping it in my letterbox. Everyone knows where I live.
No, you've got to move with the times, mate, really.
All right. I might as well put a word in for next week. I think we should get one of these models in. Saturday the 11th of July at Stony Ridge at Waiheke Island. Come and meet the Miss Auckland 2009 finalists. I think we should get some of those into the studio.
Well, that's clearly... I mean, Stephen White, the owner of Stony Ridge, bless him, he got bored of dance parties. He's now moved on to Miss Auckland parties.
He's
not stupid, that boy, is he?
Not.
He's really not stupid.
So what's it like being attractive?
Do you come here often?
Yeah. What's a pretty girl like you doing in a place like this? Anyway, that's next week. Tomorrow, Sunday, the 5th of July, just go flipping the la 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 la. Where you get a nice lamb shank down at Malone's for $15. Skinny Sardine, relaxed jazz music. And at the Funky Fungi Walk, the Meeting Point Totoki Reserve entrance on a Wilmer Road at Palm Beach, 1 o'clock, rain or shine. Come and watch some Funky Fungi.
Good stuff.
Sorry, I said that. That was kind of like the dullest bit of news. Have we got any other newspapers I can reach for quickly?
No, we haven't, because now it's time for...
It's time for Elle's...
It certainly isn't it. I bought in three, and I was going to go with the one that best suited the mood, but I'm feeling kind of like funky.
Are you funky?
Funky.
You don't look very funky.
On the inside, I am all funk.
Oh, good.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, we used to be banging out this record by Battles called...
My God. I was thinking Atlas. About that song this morning, strangely enough. You're not going to play that, are you?
I'm not going to play it. I'm going to play a mashup of it with Britney Spears' Womanizer.
Turn your radios off, everyone.
Look, it's either this or Stevie Wonder versus Odyssey. This is a pod Pomdita.
Island Life will be up at 10. Turn it back on then.
This is called Atlasizer. Shut up. We'll be right back.
no, just what you are. Boy, don't try to front, no, just what you are. You got me going, you're all so charming, but I can't do it, you womanizer. Boy, don't try to front, no, just what you are. Boy, don't try to front, no, just what you are. You say you're crazy, you. I got your crazy, you're nothing but a for you. You just can't find the right companion. I guess when you have one too many, it makes it hard. It could be easy who you are. That's just who you are, baby. Lollipop, must mistake me or a sucker to think that I would be a victim, not another. Say it, play it how you want it, but no way, I'm never gonna fall for you. Never you, baby.
Simon did warn you. I thought that was great. That was Pomdita and Atlasizer, and I promise you that's the last time you'll ever hear it on the radio. And we've 3 minutes to go, which is time for one more track before we hand everything over to Chris, who'll be playing something a bit more nicer. Final track of the day. It's a remix of Little Boots, and this is called Fine Boots. This is the Stuck on Repeat Fake Blood remix. It's Simon and Nell on The Breakfast Show.
We'll be right back.
Marvellous, marvellous stuff. Who's that?
That was Little Boots.
That's
a remix of Stuck on Repeat.
We love Little Boots. And that's the last track of the show of the day. We'll be back next week. That was an odd little show, wasn't it?
That was not bad, that one. I like that.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. So Chris is up next with Island Life. He hasn't told me he's coming on, but I'm sure it'd be marvellous. Bet he hasn't got a man who was struck by lightning, though.
Yeah, good old Chris.
Good stuff. Okay, that's us. See you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Waiheke Radio News, brought to you by Gulf News. Real issues, real news, real local.